Croquet on the day. Chaos. Our question now is, the Varsha who we all have still, the Shakapro, Maoshi has that she come. How about something which in itself was precious enough to be Matthew something else? To be Matthew something else, and you forgot it. Can that become? So now here are questions. Suppose we had in the case that we were talking about over here, where the comma was going to be Matzo the Shibboleth. And he was coming down the row, and the Shibboleth was enough to bend over. Then he ends up forgetting the comma. But if you have two things of equal importance, one of which is going to make it non-shikha for the other, and the other one is going to make it non-shikha for you, now you forget the second one. But maybe the second one, because it's already been used to be mocked for the first one, is too harsh to be forgotten, because it already figured into the non-shikha status of what we proved yesterday. The first one is a shikha. If the first one is a shikha, it's not shikha because of the second one. Then how did the second one become shikha itself? Well, what would be the benefit equally important of this? Marashiyah is a shikha, and that's not shikha in Hala. That we can figure out in the following case. Because we have a Mishnah later that says a sa'at ru'a akura is sa'at she'ina akura. There you have one sa'at ru'a that you've already harvested. Now it's no longer standing in the field and it is shayach to shikata homarim. And then you have one sa'at of something that is still tamar, she'ina akura. Now the din is if you have two sa'at together, it's never called shikha. Once it has a shiva, it's not shiva. If you have one of akura and one of tina akura, so then we said, no, the if you forget one, then the other one becomes shiva. Why wouldn't we say that that's still akura is shina akura? You see, the first one that is akura over there, as long as it's standing by the grain that you're going to be getting to, similar to the case we have over here, the akura is the equivalent of our shibboleth in our Mishnah case. The ina akura is the equivalent of the kama that you're coming to in our Mishnah case. As long as you haven't forgotten the kama, then the akura will not be considered shikha because they're shaved off together. But if I go ahead now and I go past the Eina Akura, it does become Shikha. Why? Why don't we say the Akura, which is already defined as non-Shikha, because the upcoming Eina Akura makes it therefore certain that the upcoming Eina Akura will itself not become Shikha even if I go by it. Adahama Babashura last year, the Shakari, the Shikha is obvious then, therefore, that even if something was saved by something else and not called shikha, that something else can still be mishkan.
Already on?
Not necessarily. Hipater hakoser shura, uma'amer shura, v'kvar shakachet hakama, ashelo yishkachet omarim. You're making an assumption we're going in the water. And that is talking about, I left the akura, I'm now getting to the next kama in order to take care of the next kama. And therefore you're saying the kama took care of the akura, so then it should not be able to become shikha. Yeah, yeah. Say that that's the case. Maybe the case is the guy went through every other row, completing them, and he had already forgotten the kama in that row. Now he goes back to make the omarim and collect them. He leaves the omer. It's fine, he leaves the omer, but he already had left the kama. So it doesn't mean that we first determined that the omer was not going to be called shikha because the kama was up ahead. The kama was already shakua. So therefore, we passed it then before we passed the din here. So you can't prove anything from that issue. Now, our mission is this. If you buried the leket underneath your pile over here, not you did it on purpose, but the wind blew it in, give the honey some of the your grain, some of the shibboleth under them, give them the shibboleth. But of course, take off nitrogen.
because what you're giving him, if it's not collected, is going to settle. You have to take off the miser. But how do you take off the miser? Since you don't know whether what you're taking is collected or not. So it says the rule of that. Well, what you do is you bring station bulletins. And you say about one of them, what you let it do, I raise those to yes, sir. Look, if what I'm about to give you is like it, well, that's just great, isn't it? In love, if it isn't like it, so okay, then let's take the miser off of this other one. And then you give him the first one. Huh? How does that happen? But that's what my shemo says, he's about to not so like it. It's all very nice. He said, if this one is like it, fine, and if this one isn't like it, but what about the other one is like it? So then you'll be trying to take off from the leket miser, which of course you can't do, and you'll be giving him the non-leket, which you never miser. And that was the whole point of this little exercise, to figure out how it is for sure you get miser on the thing that you're giving the un. Comrade the un, well, it means you bring two shibolim besides the one that you were going to give him. And you say, if this one is leket, fine, if not, it's miser or kaboom in this one, and you say this with each one of them. And therefore, for sure, you took off the miser on the thing that you're giving him. So either what you're giving him, the third one, the notimo et achat mehen of this whole group, is either like it itself or it's the miser. And go down. To Rabbi Yossi on there. I don't think this should say Sheva in there. Moment here. Who's reading about the agency? Are you on?
Hey,
Al. The bottom of the thing? No. So what happened? We don't have here Rabbi Abu? Rabbi Abu says in the name of Rish Lakish, you should know that the Mishnah that we have over here is going according to Rabbi Yossi. Remember, let's look back at your Mishnah. Remember we had a machlokus in the Mishnah. What are we supposed to do in these circumstances? Can we just give him one in exchange for Shibboleth and Yad? And then we have Rabbi Eliezer. He says, well, how can an Ani be mocked with something that he never owned? You would have to first be the document of the Matana on the Natlach here, the entire Gadish. Then he goes to the Leket. And then, when he gives it back to you, then you give him one in exchange for the Leket that he's given you. But otherwise, how are you supposed to do it? That's the Matlachim. Kind of Rish Lakish, the author of the Mishnah, is Rabbi Yosef, the Tanakhama. Because look, didn't Rabbi Yosef say, if any time I'm sure, Yosef, I'm there, Paul, Shekhali, Bob, the Yasson, the Satun, and I can not. We have a very similar case where a guy had two animals. One of them is about to have his first child, Bukhar. And one of them has already had. He comes out to his field and he finds that both of his animals are delivered calves. He doesn't know which one is before, which one isn't before. So he's got a problem. So what he can do is he can make a deal with the coin. He tells the coin, hey, look, you take one, okay? And I'll take one.
One's
at the corner, one's down.
Well, we don't always want to see if this animal goes to as far as the mother one. It goes naturally to the mother.
They died. They were taken away.
Okay.
The sheriff is like, or there's a shadow whether you can necessarily, maybe one of them, whatever the case is, alien. Now, you can make a deal with the car and he could say, okay, I'm giving you one, and I'm keeping one. Well, he spoke to them to produce just the car, but the car can give the car to you as well. And now it's the ball one, it's what he needs. Fine. Now, the problem arises when it comes to the matanot. What do we do about the matanot? Because the matanot, the car will need to be taken from the non the car. Each one of these is stuck, which one is for the car. The matanot, I mean, you don't have to be given at all. From either animal. Why? Because since I made a chalitin on the Bukhar, so essentially each one of these animals is a Bukhar or a Bukhar exchange. And the Bukhar exchange Todo o próprio Brahmata. So now, we have exactly the same problem over here. Where Rabbi Meir says over there, Mechayim. Of course you're still going to be Mechayim, right? Because he's saying every one of these places is going to be Pasim Ma'atamah, Pasim over here. The Kohen, or in this case the Ani, already got the exchange. So apparently the Tanakhama of this mission is revealed. I never gave the animals a coin. I just made an exchange. I gave unanimals a coin. Maybe it's a long animal. But the same thing I do over here. I'm giving leka, supposedly, to the audience. Who's to say, he never got the leka. Fine, but we're making an exchange. So it's essentially, it's just a straight out halifin, okay? The same thing should be true over here. And this would be based on the concept, like we know from the top of Bakwin, of Shaina Zolka Kazoka. So some of this coin should be Zolka and something. To take something in exchange, and it's as if you could already Zolka in that.
So what he's getting here for the car?
You think it's very nice, right?
Okay. So then you should be high up on the...
But the fact is that I'm taking this in exchange for the Bukhar I'm giving you. Either way.
You got the Bukhar.
That's okay.
You got...
That's okay. You have the Bukhar and I have...
Oh, so because you have it, which he gave it to him and pushed it back and then gave it to him, so in which case it's all
right. So therefore, in this case, there's no key to the Matron as well. Fine. Even though you'll find maybe they're going to have the Bukhar, so how did he make the exchange? That doesn't bother us for some reason. So you're too. If you bought it for the Lekka, he never got at all, right? Nonetheless, it's as if he was already Zohar. So it's not Shem Zohar to Zohar. So the Tanakhama, therefore, that says you don't have to give the Ani the actual lesson. The larger than the Ezra, the Ezra. No. You're going to have to give it to him and bring it back to you, and then you make it. You've got to give him the whole thing if you know what the lesson is. So he obviously doesn't know that guy. He knows it's ready made. That's what we're saying with her. So, therefore, so there's luck, you can forgive. Former Rav Abba said, Yivri Rav Yossi, Sarek Lezakwa Filakoni, according to the way Rav Abba understands Rav Yossi, he said, I don't know, Rav Yossi is not saying, also Esha'ino Zoka Kizoka, that's your assumption. Obviously, you've got the conclusion. Rav Yossi said, he's we have met. Give both of the Bukharas, both of the possible Bukharas, to the Kohen and say, okay, just let me go in this and then give it back. So fine, this way. If this is the Bukhar, it's yours, then you can give it to me. Here, if this is the Bukhar, it's yours, okay, now give it back to me. This is not the Bukhar, to make it to mine. So he said that he said that you don't have to result in it. Omer of Yossi, how does Rabbah flee the other Ish Lakish? Now, clearly, the way that that Rish Lakish understood it is different from the way Rav Abba understood it. And the Zaket Ani B'chol HaGadish U'ma'aseh Shibolat Achad V'notenlo. The Mishnah that Rabbi Rish Lakish was saying that it was going on, our Mishnah, the reason it refers to it as if it's Taman is because it's another one, as I mentioned yesterday, a strange Rishalmi habit. We suddenly find ourselves in a different Masechet, in the middle of one Masechet. In that Masechet, we first to Peah as, and as we learned over there, back in Peah. So it sounds strange to us sitting in Peah hearing, but doesn't it say over there in Peah, because we suddenly switched to a conversation from a different Masechet. So now, because it has direct bearing on Peah, so therefore, it says over there, by the way, this Machlokas, you'll notice, means that Rav Yossi, the way Rav Abba understands Rav Yossi, is totally different way Rish Lakish understands Rav Yossi. Back in Teah, the story over there was in Teah, that we had the need, according to Rav Eliezer, to be mezakeh in the Shibboleth, but the whole point of the Tanakhama is you didn't need to be built in the Shibboleth. And Rish Lakish says, and that was Rav Yossi. And you're telling me that you have to be mezakeh according to the Bukhar. So obviously you're saying that the Tanakhama is not Rav Yossi, back there in Teah. In which case, this mimer of Rabbi Bach, which we thought came in the context of our Mishnah, it never did, it was in the Mishnah of Bukharos, is Polak al Rish Lakish. Because you could see, by the way, how easy it was, if you're a Bach, to face Yerushalmi and Kush. This is how it was done. You took all of the places that these figures were listed, because this occurs in papyrus. We don't have the papyrus in Japan. But this conversation is listed directly from papyrus and stuck in Japan. All right, so we now have a little piece of papyrus that we can construct. This guy just did a very smart job of slapping together all of the various plus a little bit of no plus Yishama, obviously, and then marketed it as the long lost Yishama. There was a few little mistakes that exposed it. And so in any event, so this argues on a shlokim because it says over there in Peah that is Mezakas Ani B'chol Agadish Umat Shibolat Achas Notem Lo, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Ba, and Rabbi Abba is saying that the Rabbi Yosi Pelos Achol Lachohen. He's saying according to Rabbi Yosi that you, in our case in Bechoros, you have to give it to Kohen. So then, by extension, in that case, that would be saying you'd have to be Mezakas the Gadish to the Ani to make sure that he gets the Shibolat. Have it less by either of them. He apparently does not all the submissions going on to the other. Says Rabbi Mana, no, it's not true. Oh, God, I got to the other. Every bone in his body knew that this mission and was going in front of the other. Rabbi Abba did not argue on Rish Lakish in this issue. The point is that you guys were learning that the mission wrong. And Tamir Kamei Sabi Neymar Eno Mizakit Aniba Kolagadish. The point over here was not that according to the Tanakhama, as you understood it, that we just mosey on along, pick up a piece of grain and say, okay, here is the equivalent of your lekkah. No. Of course we have to be the zakat to the Ani. I'm just saying, you don't have to give him the whole darn brother to be the zakat to him. Because the Nafkamina over here in the Mishnayot is not whether he needs to be Mezakah. It's whether an usher can be Mezakah from his ownership to the Ani. But of course he needs to be Mezakah. And the Machlokas is a completely different issue, which is, and here, let me change gears a little bit. And that is, Atanya Kadmaya Saber Neymar, that Eino Mezakah, the original Tanakhama holds over here that it's not like you're transferring from your right hand into your left hand when you say in your own field I'm going to be mezakah to an Ani, which we say, well, what means to be mezakah to the Ani? I mean, it's in your rishus, you take it from one hand, you put it in the other hand, and you say, I hereby put it in the left hand for the Ani. Where's the king? How can you do that? With this on the Ani holds, that no, it's not like taking it out of your left hand into your right hand. We have to change the next word. This is the Ani. And it is, in fact, a proper Zakhia. Whereas the Afkana Akraya Sabi Nema, whereas Rabbi Eliezer is saying that, and here the Girsa has to be, that. Where's the change in the Girsa? I guess just take out the Gina and include the Yavani Girsa. That this is called Mizaka Gemino the Smolo, and this should say the Ena Zafiyagi. All you're doing is taking out your right hand into your left hand, and that's not called Zafiyagi. That's Rabbi Zahira, Rabbi Abu, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan. This is crazy. Because what we're doing now is, this is the way you understand the Mishnah, we have just reversed the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Where we had before, remember in the case of can you be Zoka from your payah for so and so the Ani. So Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says over there Zakhalo, and the Rabbanan argue and they say no, if you're an archer you can't be Mizoka for him. Remember that Machlokas? See, here you're telling me Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says you can't be Zoka. How did he change his mind totally? Now that we understand the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, it's not the question of whether you need to be Mizaka, but whether you can be Mizaka. Can I, as an usher, pick up a leket and say, I'm picking this up for the benefit of an Ani?
And Rebbe Yed says, no, you can't do that. You want to give him his seal, you've got to give him the whole body, make a deal with him that he responds to you. That's the only thing that you can do. And over there, Rebbe Yed was the one who said, you want to pick up like a chico payer for an onion? If you massage the penny onion you want. How did Rebbe Yed become the one not to argue? So there he says buffalo, the bone are hockey, and over here he says exactly the opposite. Now, does that make sense? And to the Gemara, it's talking about b'shitat koni shibu. He was b'shitatani shivan, he should say. He answered them with shitatka, he would say. In other words, what he's telling them is b'shitat kon daton amri. According to your shita, you said before, in the previous paragraph, you said that you cannot be Zohar for an army. So then you'd have to, Ayadeshi will be, Hefani Azamakli, Sahashav Abadr Shuzo. I thought, excuse me, gentlemen, but I thought you said that it isn't the army. And now you're telling me, well, you give him one stock and keep the other stock. How's the army managing to do a khalifing when he doesn't own the stock that he's being given to? L'shitatchem, at least be consistent and say that Mizakeh, I need to call Agadish, and then take the mic to Shibalatachat, which was the T'nai that we were talking about, Benoteno, and then it'll work. But don't give me all of a sudden you're backing off of your shita. Not so simple according to you, according to me. It's very simple. You're going to be locked in to the onion, and then you make the coffee.
Look, the Heilige
Hamel. In Negal, the Ring of Sophia, the Rebbe Meir, the Chachamim Matirim, the Nesha Gitchah, you shall not water your field that has not had the onion taking out the lechet with Sophia, because it should be very wet, because the dampness. The minhag is that after you take your harvest, you water the field and let all of the stuff sink back in so it'll fertilize the field. You make it good and muddy. Don't do that. All the stubble. Don't do that though if you haven't, if the honey hasn't taken a lecher, because you're going to damage his lecher. So over there, you shouldn't, even though you're going to suffer, but you can't do that to the honey. Whereas the Chachamim say no, you can do it because there are ways out of the problem. Let's say a guy does this before the ani has come to take lechet. He wants to do this because he says, look, how much lechet is there over here? $10 worth of lechet? I mean, I'm going to lose thousands if I let my fields not properly decay and they get the fertilizing element. So, tough. Then it would be up to it. Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the problem? Collect the lecher and put it on the fence. Then on the next time to come by, stick it. Well, if you can avoid damaging the army, so then you're not here to avoid damaging it. What's the difference than anything else? So think up, think up. Menichana lagadir, ba'anibba, minot lorat shalom. Let the army come along and take care of his things. So Mamela, that's the Epshah over here. Now, the problem is that it seems to be, says the Gemara, Michlefa Shita Tehu Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda seems to contradict his own Shita also. Taman Homer Kishen Shuhum Negal Vishalo Enu Negal Vishalaninim. There we have a problem like this. A guy is growing a vineyard, and in order to grow this vineyard properly, he feels that he's got to remove some of the vines to allow the other vines to do better with his stuff, which is called Zibul Sinai. Now, he's got a problem because his vines that he wants to be in the Galel have in them, obviously, Ovalos. And there's some of the grapes developing that they're going to be given to the Anian because of the shape of the Zibul, the shape of the glass. So, they're saying, well, if you don't do that, we want the olivos tough on your vine. Okay? So that was the question over there. Rabbi Yehuda says over there, no problem. If you got to cut down the vines together with the onion stuff. Who cares? Now over here, he makes a big deal and he says, no, you got to analyze the food, you got to figure it out, you got to put the stuff on the wall, you have to take care of the onion, and over there, you don't have to take care of the onion. What happened to his sheep? Are they
edible?
No, they're not. So the fact is that the shot is the drug shot that is completely different than the years that we have. And according to the Gemara, I should say what Dov said. Namely, Taman came lo bo. There they haven't yet come, meaning to appear. They're not getting them out. They're here. They're dropping on you, so I don't have to worry about it. I thought it was just tomorrow, now it's the adults of the world. Blum, Hawthorne, but over here, are they both? They've arrived at a stage of being already, so therefore that's not a contradiction. Once they arrive at stage of being, at that point I become responsible. If you don't have that wisdom, you keep telling yourself, you'll have to take charge of Hekaman in Gormula Atman, the Lobo, by not showing up to collect it
for the other day.
They
may
be in the Indian.
Yeah.
So
it should say Yesha, because obviously they couldn't have come yet. Whereas over there, here they could come, and since they didn't come, so they already result, and I have to worry about them. It's strange. The grudge here is beautiful. Very simple. Now, it's also, says the Gemara, it's also Mikla Fashi Tata in the Rabbanah. They've also changed what the Rabbanah said, because Tamani Minami Minaseka Mubal Shalani, Sahaka Minami, I thought we just made this all in the Bryce, just analyze this whole thing. Well, it depends who's going to get more damage, right? If you're going to get more damage, go ahead and soak the field. You really would have come for me. No. What do you mean? Why soak the field? First take out the liquor, then soak the field. So in other words, the Rabbanan are saying that you have to just make the analysis. If you're going to end up being on the losing side, forget about the Amin. So over there, they're the ones that should say that you should be Medallah, for sure. Right? You make the statement, this is what you need, so go ahead and do what you want to do. So why are we going to be, why, huh?
If you like working on it, that's what they have to talk to. They don't make a deal waiting for them.
No. They don't talk about the Gadea. They analyze them. Are they still thinking it?
Right.
That's what the Uda says for them, the Gadea. Over here, by the rule, there is no Gadea. So how do you explain that? Well, that indeed is a problem, and here we have a lot of years of problems. So what we could learn is that Haman in Gornulat Man Balobo, in other words, will Rabbi Matir Rabbi Tzad, we take this language and we switch it around to come to the Paris of the year, which is what some of the years goes through. And he switches the gears for a in this fashion. But then the brides that are telling you that you're able to do the revisa, it's because it's their own fault for not taking the lekin, which they could have taken. The year that part of the year is fixing very well. My shame thing over there, how funny they didn't come. Of course they didn't come. There's nothing edible. Nothing's come yet. So there they're up on the tree. You don't have a right to be mocked to be mean.
They didn't do it
wrong by my company. Yeah, they're supposed to wait until they can get it. So you'll have to wait and let them get their fruit. It has to be mature fruit.
No, what I'm saying is, you pick the fruit. How long?
You didn't pick the fruit.
You left leg, let's go back to it. And how long do you have to leave it there before you can do it?
No time at all. Oh, you mean what you finish your elbow?
Right.
I don't know, whatever the norm is, and by the way, it's the same day, whatever it is, that I have to be marked. No, it's built into the analysis of the damages. How long I'm waiting is built in. Look, at this point already, I'm losing too much money. That's all part of the analysis.
The problem is
not No, but they're aware of it. When the time of year is. Yeah, that's what they've been in the pair. You know, they know when the day is coming. That's one of the reasons that we said leave it to Sotsadeo. And so on. So therefore, it is possible to take care of this. So this part, the EF Shah, could have been put back in the earlier part where there it makes sense, right? But they put on the, and then the other part of Ingormala Atma can be put over here, it would make sense over here. That's probably how those two answers came about. Now, our other problem that we did not deal with the question of what happens to the law. It was according to the name. He says, "In the Gaza Sophia." And then we come to a bride that says, if the loss is greater, then go ahead and do it. So, I mean, is that consistent? This way, if this gets under the veil on in the Gaza, that does not mean that the Hefted is not an issue. It means that the Shamin shall balabai if they don't. It means just that we're going to analyze what his loss is, and we're going to take it out of the Amin. This is included in what Rabbi Meir is saying. He's just saying, don't just go high-handedly and flood your field and say, well, too bad. That you can't do. But certainly when it gets to the point that you're not going to be able to recover your loss from the Amin, then, obviously, I mean, you're not supposed to lose more than they're gaining. That wouldn't make any sense. And the Rabbanon, who hold Megalgalim, they also, even though they say, it's okay, go right ahead and damage it, but you'll have to analyze how much you damage, and you'll have to pay them. So the only question is here, who gets first rights? That's all. Right? Now, do I have my rights to just work on my field and pay the Amin whatever they lose? Or, no, the Amin get first rights, but once they're going to lose more than it's worth, so then I can go ahead and
I care mine if it's mine and I want my kind of value since you've destroyed it.
Mm-hmm. I almost finished your loan. So could you say that it was...
Okay, so Hadar Rabbanan, it should say Dir Rabbanan, or Hadir Rabbanan. This is the Rabbanan saying, Megagal means, of course, Vishamin La'anim, that they don't. But this is a little strange. Who do you pay?
Mm-hmm.
Because normally, anything that is taken from an Amin is called Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. There's no one specific that can take you to court. And only takes you to court to say, oh, I was going to give it to some other Amin. But how do you know I'm not giving it to an Amin? So, I mean, I have to respond to your suit. If you can bring me a class action suit on behalf of all Amin, fine, okay, get everybody to sign on, and then I'm fine, by all means. So Lemio Michalin, Amr Rabbi Yonah, this is part of the Takana. He pays Lanyeo Tawahir. The Takana is that there is, in fact, a class, well, we don't know yet the class action, but that it has to be paid to someone. Right now we think it's your responsibility. So it's your responsibility to pay it to the Anim of Betsu. Oh, gee, that's really brilliant. The low came on and on him, so what were you thinking, maybe shooting his out of his face? I mean, yeah, I don't need you to tell me that. I'm the fear of Adam. No. Let me that a genius precaution. But the only thing is that I'm the Ota. I hear times to the class action. That's the point. The background over here is that he can be sued in court by anyone who is a member of that class, and he can recover it. That's the point. And that is actually a takana. This is the benefit of the Amin, and it's the benefit of the Balabai. Go ahead, take care of your field. But you should know, you're certainly going to end up paying.
And what happens if one is the vet, and then after that, another one is the vet?
And you go, you're going to pull my car. I would love it.
No matter what.